It's appropriate that Thanksgiving is at the end of the year, because with faith in Christ, we end in thanks and enter into endless thanks. Hi, this is Robert Foote, pastor of Trinity Lutheran Church in Ithaca, New York, your radio pastor for the day. November is close to the end of the calendar, but in the church calendar, for those churches that follow a liturgical church year, it is really at the very end of the calendar. So Thanksgiving falls just before the first Sunday in Advent, which begins the church year. So if you think about ending the year in thanks, it couldn't get much later in the church year than a couple of days before the Sunday that begins the next year. And I think about Jesus' own life. So near the end of his life, the day before he was hanging on the cross to die in our place for our sins, he would, in Matthew's gospel, as he instituted remembering that event and participating in it, he said these words, "And when he had taken cup and given thanks, he gave it to them and said, drink from it, all of you." So Jesus, at the very end, as he institutes Holy Communion, gives thanks. And of course, that's where we get the name Eucharist for the sacrament. It comes from the Greek word for thanksgiving. He gave thanks. Knowing what he was facing, he could give thanks. It was the end of his life, and yet he knew that the end of his life would be the beginning of new life for anyone who believed in him. And of course, the very last words, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." He knew where he was going, and that's the way we live our life. We know where we're going. And so Thanksgiving not only reflects being thankful for today's gifts, but it really points to the very end. I know where I'm going, and I can be thankful no matter what I'm facing. One of the verses that most people know about Thanksgiving is found in Philippians 4. This is verse 6. "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." And St. Paul says a similar thing at the end of 1 Thessalonians when he says that we should in everything give thanks. It's like the salt of life. Giving thanks is when we have food, most of us, if you're like me, like to salt it, and it doesn't really taste complete if you're eating dinner and you don't have salt. So salt is the companion to life, and it's our way of saying, "I thank you, God, because at the end, I'm going to be more than a conqueror." And interestingly enough, as we go to the end of the Bible, Revelation chapter 7, verse 12, we find out that thanksgiving now becomes an endless praise and refrain. This is Revelation 7:12. "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." So the endless thanksgiving that we will be rendering to Christ for giving us the end ahead of time in forgiveness of sins, given as a gift, believed as a gift, and lived as a gift. We have an attitude of gratitude because of Christ saving us. This is Robert Foote, pastor of Trinity Lutheran Church in Ithaca, New York, your radio pastor for the day, wishing you a blessed Thanksgiving today and every day until the end.